It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor James Wynn of Elmo. We've got to talk. It's one thing that everybody seems to want to talk about right now, and that's water. They've also picked a contractor to fix the issues they had around the town dumpster there. We're going to talk about that for just a moment, but we're going to spend most of our time talking about horse and buggy days because it's coming up, and we're going to have some fun. Mayor Wynn, how are you today?
Doing great.
Good. How are things going over in Elmo?
Oh, it's going well. We had our town council last night, and everything went pretty well. Had some good discussions, so everything's going great.
Very good. All right, well, we might as well start and get it right out of the way because, like I said, it seems to be something that's on everybody's mind. Let's talk water and what's going to happen over there in Elmo with your guys' secondary water.
Yeah, we were told at a meeting I went to the end of last month that we'll probably last for secondary water until middle of August. Hopefully people can conserve some more and we can stretch it out as long as we can. But
now, at the beginning of the season, did you guys kind of project out where you would be? Is this where you thought it would be? Is it further? Is it not as far as you thought it would be?
From what we were told at first, it sounded like we'd be done in July. So it is. We've done a good job conserving. I've got reports over the last few months, and we actually went down from May to June, and we've stayed pretty low. So we've done a good job conserving. It's just the reservoirs are drying up. Maybe these rains will help, and we'll be able to go a little further.
We'll help a little bit anyway. At least it got some water on the ground too. So
yeah, for sure.
The last time we talked, you guys were having issues with some drug activity that was going on around your city dumpster, and you found that very strange, and you guys kind of found a way to fix that, and so let's talk about that really quick.
Yeah, the solution that we came up with was to build a fence around it. We want to get the dumpsters back. We know it's a good benefit for the citizens, so we decided to build a fence. We had quotes come in, and we got a really good quote, and we decided on at a meeting. So as soon as the contractor is able to get the materials, and we'll get it built, and I'm hoping it'll be quick. I don't have a timeline yet, but we'll put a fence around it with a gate, and then we'll have some cameras there, so hopefully get some security, and we'll probably have some times where it'll be open, and then we'll have the gate closed other times so that it's not just wide open.
And that should really help that out there. And before we came on the air, we were talking about this, and it's like, you know, the bad thing about it is now you're waiting on materials.
Yeah. Hopefully they've got a good source and we can get them quick.
All right. So we talked about some serious city business, and now we need to talk about some fun. Then it's Horse and Buggy Days. So I'm going to let you just kind of take it away and plug Horse and Buggy Days for all it's worth.
All right. So we always start out with our town dinner. We just have a dinner for everybody in town to come and enjoy hanging out together. We do some games for the kids in the park at the same time, hanging out. Friday, that's when things really get going. We do our bike ride, and then we always do our glow run at dusk on Friday night. It's been a popular thing. We close off the road, so it's a closed course, and we're able to go on a road where there's no lights, and so it really is a glow run. You see the people with the we give out glow sticks and flashers and stuff like that so that you can see people, but it's in the dark, and it's a fun time. We have people come, and they either run the 5K, or they walk the 5K, or they do the... We also have a mile run and walk as well, just so we can include as many people as we can. We get kids and as well as adults, and it's a good time. And then Saturday, we start with a parade at 10 o'clock, and that'll be, for anybody who'd like to come, just contact, I don't have the phone number, but it's Maria Johansson, that's who's lining that up, I'm sure if you just showed up, she'd get you in line. But we've had several people sign up for our parade, so we'll have a good parade this year. And then after that, we do bingo in the park. And we also have a foam pit. Our fire department's going to do a foam pit for the kids to play in and get wet. And then Dan and Jen's, they're going to bring over some bounce houses and a slide. So it's going to be a good time on Saturday. Play until you're tired. And then we have one of our citizens is dealing with cancer, and so we've done a raffle. So our raffle this year will be for Marlene Gordon. She'll get the proceeds from it, but the prizes will be drawn for at 2:00. That's kind of how we ended, is with the raffle drawing. So that's our horse and buggy days.
Going to be a lot of fun this year, as it always is.
Oh, for sure.
As it always is, and it will end, and you guys will be looking forward to next year. Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.